Okay, today we're going to learn about the next Siman Kitzchon Aruch talks about hurting somebody verbally and cheating somebody with words. The other times we learned that you're not allowed to cheat somebody, believe it or not, you're not allowed to cheat somebody in business, whether it's a Jew or a guy. And you're not allowed to do all this various corruption things in business. But now, there's a whole, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, now the Rebbe also brings it down from the Gemara, that hurting somebody verbally is worse, in a certain sense, than hurting somebody financially. Because if I hurt you financially, I messed you up $100, I give you back the $100, I'm done. If I hurt you with your words, those words can never be taken back. So the Gemara says, which means hurting somebody with words, in a certain specific, first of all, it's a commandment of the Torah, you're not allowed to hurt somebody verbally. And it says, you can bring down kids also, that I know dvarim is worse than Naz Mammon, because this, you can give back, this is only monetary, this is the person himself. And a person who is afflicted by somebody else in words and calls out to Hashem, he has a deal with Hashem that he always listens to him. And it says, you have to be extremely careful from Einoas Ishtai, from verbally, let's use a modern day term, verbally abusing your wife. Because women are more sensitive and they cry easily, and therefore Hashem is more particular about their tears. And as we know, the tears, the gates of tears never close up. So therefore, it would be a much worse thing. It says, you have to be extremely careful. In fact, in those dinim, the kitzur doesn't bring it down, but the Alter Rebbe quotes the Gemara in Bamitzia, that the Rav said to his people from Mechuzah, Mechuzah was the city where Rav was the Rav, he said, Kabdu nishisechem b'shvil shetisashru. He told his people, honor your wives in order to get rich. Because the Gemara says, the bracha is only found in the house, in the merit of the woman. So therefore, if you want to have bracha in the house in Parnassa, just make sure that you have treat them not nicely. So now Kitzur says like this, what is considered hurting somebody verbally? It's called Einoas Dvarim. So you'd say like this, you come to a guy and say, how much are you selling this for when you're never intending to buy it? You're never intending it to buy it. And you're just saying, you know, he should think that you want it, that you're interested in buying it. So that would not be allowed. But by the way, if you come into a place and say, you know, I'm just looking around, I'm shopping around, you know, I want to hear what you're, that's okay. Because then the person is, but you can't say it in a way that the guy might think you're planning to buy it. And then the last minute, you know, I'm not, what?
Does that apply to like big companies when you're buying from the store?
Big companies?
The employee doesn't necessarily get any cut.
It's a little bit different because again, it's not their money, it's not their business. And the workers really, unless they get a commission, couldn't care less if you buy it or not. So they're really not hurt if you, so the din is a little bit easier, obviously, because again, it's not their business. But if it's, a guy says like this, I'm looking for grain, this is the case the kids are bringing up, I'm looking to buy grain. And you say, you know, you should go to them, when you know they don't have it. But you say, go to them anyway. That's called Einoas, which is, by the way, biblically negative, a biblical negative commandment. It's all part of this Einoas.
Isn't that also look?
What?
No,
that's not least. If they even it's Gnevis Das that we're also going to learn. This is very simple, similar. Einoas Dvarim is a more inclusive. Einoas Dvarim is cheating somebody's mind, but it's more than that. There's a separate negative commandment that we're learning that in halacha you're not allowed to cheat a mind of a person. We'll see, give examples of that when we get to it. But this is a broader word. You're not allowed to hurt somebody with words. Like we'll soon learn, you're not allowed to call them a nickname that they don't like. You're not, these are all things, you know, which are, by the way, all, again, like we said before, it's a biblical negative commandment. It's a lav in the Torah that you're doing. Or you're not allowed to tell a person that became a Baal Tshuva, oh, I remember when you weren't religious, and remember what you used to be doing. That hurts the person. That's insulting. And or obviously the same thing by a ger, by a kamet, it's even additional special negative commandment. By Gary, you can't say, hey, look at you, yesterday you were a guy, and today you're a Jew, and who do you think you are, and you know, all that stuff. So that's especially extra negative commandments by you. But you're not allowed to go up to somebody that's a Baal Tshuva and say, you remember, the way you weren't religious at one time. The same thing you're not allowed to, God forbid, if punishment comes to somebody, you shouldn't say what Eev's Chaverim said to him. Oh, you know, your God is hurting you because you're not behaving properly. All these, bottom line is, anything that you say to somebody to hurt them, that is called Einor HaZdvarim. Now, there's a lot of exceptions to this. Parents and to children, teachers and students. I mean, that's all, obviously, it's a whole different story because you're teaching them. It's a whole different story rather than just telling them to hurt them. And the same thing it says in Kitz, another example. A guy asks you something intellectually, and you say, you know, go ask him. And when you know he doesn't have the answer. So again, that's stam. That's, you're causing him a heartache, tzar halev. You're causing him heartache, and it's biblically forbidden. Now, a nickname that we were just saying, even though you're accustomed to it, and you're not embarrassed by it because you're so used to it, nevertheless, you're not allowed to call somebody a nickname, which is an embarrassing nickname, even though he's so used to it, he's not embarrassed anymore. But if your intent is to embarrass him, then it's biblically forbidden. Like, you can't say, hey, you fatso, or you whatever. Okay, that's as far as Einor HaZdvarim. There's much more dinim in actual Einor HaZdvarim, but the bottom line of it is, anytime you hurt somebody with words, that is biblically forbidden for Einor HaZdvarim. That's, well, that's, you're hurting them. I said anything you say to hurt them. Yeah, even though a guy's used to it, he doesn't care. He's, you know, but whatever. That's even worse. But I'm saying even if he doesn't care, but you're doing it to embarrass him. What?
What is the Torah commandment?
What does it say? Lo sonu isha sachiv. Sonu is a broad term of hurting somebody. So you have it in business, you have it in words, you have it in... Huh?
No, it's okay. It's good.
Okay.
When it says for a part of a blind man, you shouldn't have a stumbling
block. Yeah, just a marker. Yeah.
Is there anything connected to this as well? I'm saying, as far as, let's say, when a person says something to a person and you know that what he's saying to him, you know, he's like in the business field.
Not putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person refers anytime you do something to hurt somebody or you're going to do something to cause them to sin.
So is there a
it's nothing to do with this. I mean, no, you hurt somebody verbally. Here is doing something that's going to cause somebody to sin.
Oh, so one is verbal and one is actually
talking to sin. That's different. Yeah, I mean, Noz Dvarim is verbal. But again, it's not causing somebody to sin. It's just saying something to somebody that's hurt by it. What?
What about all the bullying that goes on in schools? Sometimes in the public school.
I mean, what do you want to know? What do you mean? How many sins are involved in that?
Well, I'm just saying, it probably is not. No, it's not right.
It's not right.
The kids.
I mean, that is much worse than regular. No, that can. By the way, as realistically is, okay, that can cause somebody to commit suicide. So that could be a partial murder.
Bullying. In school.
And not in school also, by the way. You can bully somebody anywhere.
In shul,
in the house, in whatever, in business. It doesn't have to be in school. But that's much worse than hurting somebody, because usually over there it gets physical also. You know, they don't only bully with words, but you have a lot of cases, God forbid, suicide happens because people were bullied, which makes it even an accessory to murder. And that person's blood is on the bully's hand. You know what I mean? That's much worse, obviously. Okay, you're not allowed to cheat somebody with words, even though there's not going to be loss of money, but you're giving him a false impression. And this applies to a Jew and a non-Jew. For instance, you're not allowed to sell a guy non-kosher meat, telling him, no, it's kosher meat. Even though for the guy, it doesn't matter. Though he doesn't have to eat, kosher meat. But you're not allowed to tell him it's kosher meat when it's not. Over there, by the way, in other places in Shulchan Aruch, it says it's another thing. You're not allowed to give a Jew, it's interesting, a Jew is not allowed to give a guy something that's not kosher. Why? Because if you give it to the guy thinks, oh, a Jew gave it to me, it must be kosher. So they'll give it to another Jew who won't know. Unless if you tell the guy clearly, you know, it's not kosher and I can't eat it, and therefore I'm giving it to you. Then, obviously, they're not going to give it to another Jew because... But a lot of times you can give a guy something, you know, you're not telling the guy it's not kosher. The guy might think it's kosher and he'll give it to somebody else. But even without that, telling the guy it's kosher when it's not is cheating the mind of a guy. You're tricking him. Even though it's totally not a loss of money, it's not, you know, nothing done, no damages. Now, another thing is, what happens if you sell somebody something that has a blemish, but it's still the same value as if it doesn't have a blemish? Whatever, there's something sold for $100 and there's a little blemish in it and it'll still be sold for $100. You're still not allowed to sell it to the person as unblemished, even though it doesn't change the value of the object, but it's still Geneva's Das. You have to tell them the blemish. But Halacha says, in a gift, I don't have to tell you. Let's say I want to give you a gift of something. And it's a little chip on it, a little damage in it. So because it's a gift, beggars can't be choosy like this. But see, the problem with non-kosher wine, there's another issue with non-kosher wine. According to many opinions, not only is it also to drink, it's also to benefit. If stam yenim under certain conditions, it's called stam yenim, means kosher, but not poured of Eidah Zara. But it's still forbidden to benefit from. If it's forbidden to benefit from, then you can't even give it as a gift. Because if I give you something as a gift, there's a relationship built, favor that exists between the two of us. And there, that's called benefit. So that would be forbidden. But for instance, another din over here. If I know you're not going to come to me to eat, but I invite you because I want to sound like a nice guy, and I know you're not going to come to eat, I'm not allowed to ask you to come eat if I know you're not going to come. Now, Dal Rebbe says you can ask him. Kitzur just says blanket statement. Dal Rebbe says it's only forbidden if you pressure him to come. But once or twice, you want to honor, so to speak, show honor to the person. You say, maybe you'd like to come to eat, even if I'm, I'll give you an example. This is very common. Some people are making a simcha, so they're sending invitations. And he said, you know what, this person's not going to come anyway. We could send them an invitation. Because they're not going to come anyway.
They live in a different country.
Huh? So I'm saying, it's honor, but l'chayda, not because you're in a different company. No, in a different country, a different city, you're just sending out the relatives.
Yeah, people send them.
I understand, but I'm saying you want to send a guy because you know he's out of town. And if he would be in town, you don't want him at your wedding. And the only reason, so that's called Geneva's Das. Or the same thing, you can't offer somebody a gift if you know he's not going to accept it. What? One second. What? Yeah.
Are goyim forbidden to eat blood?
No.
They can eat blood.
Hmm? Yep. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei
neich. A Jew is not allowed to own a non-kosher wine company.
A Jew can't own a non-kosher meat company either. That's the next simon and kitzur. We'll learn that. We're not going to get to it today, but the next simon in Kitzur, you're not allowed to do business with things which are biblically treif.
What about a beer company that's not kosher?
The question is, what do you mean, I'm not kosher? Okay, we're going to, tomorrow night, Mr. Shem, that's the next simon here in Kitzur. Okay, in other words, basically, it says you shouldn't be what's called echad bepeh ve'echad belev. You shouldn't be one thing with the mouth and one thing with your intent. In other words, you have to be, in fact, the Gemara said that Rashi brings it down in Chumash from the Medrash, that one of the advantages of Yosef and his brothers, they didn't hate him but show him fake love, you know. They let him know exactly what they felt. So there's a person not allowed to be Echab and Bev Echab. That doesn't mean, by the way, you have to go around to all the people you hate and tell them how much you hate them, because then you'd be busy a whole day telling people how much you hate them. That's not a good idea. But you can't be one. They mean, really, I don't want him to come, but the only reason I'm inviting him because he doesn't want to, I know he's not going to come, but meanwhile, I want him to think I'm a nice guy. I mean, that's what's still forbidden. Maharaj Hinnitz and 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 Maharaj Hinnitz and